is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 1st of July, 2007. It was on this day in 1847 the U.S. Postal Service issued its first postage stamps. For years, letters had been sent with a postage due upon delivery, but you never knew if the recipient could or would pay the postage, so they had the sender pay. It was a few years later, during the Civil War, that ordinary Americans began to write letters regularly, and free home pickup and delivery was introduced in 1863, making it easier for women to write letters. And for that reason, the American Civil War was the first event in our history for which we have a comprehensive record of the thoughts and activities of ordinary people who wrote about their experiences in letters. It was on this day in 1858 a paper by Charles Darwin about his theory of evolution was first presented to a public audience. He'd come up with a theory 20 years before that and drafted a 35-page sketch of it, but he told almost no one about it, practically went into hiding, because he didn't want to create a controversy. Atheism was a crime punishable by prison at the time, and Darwin feared that people would object to his idea that God had not created each creature individually. When he finally told one of his friends about his theory of evolution, he said it was like confessing a murder. But then Darwin began to worry that his children might not be able to provide for themselves, and he began writing a book about evolution, worked on it 7 days a week, heard that another man was about to publish a paper about a similar theory, and then scarlet fever struck his house, his youngest son Charles died, and so it was that Darwin was not even there when his theory of evolution was first presented to a public audience, 1858. He was at home grieving the death of his son. It's the birthday of James M. Cain, born in Annapolis, Maryland, 1892. He was a reporter for the Baltimore Sun, went out to Hollywood hoping to strike it rich, 40 years old, in the Depression, trying to support his wife and children, when he read a newspaper article about a woman who had murdered her husband so she could take over his gas station. He was fascinated by the idea that somebody so ordinary could be so ruthless, and it gave him the idea for his first novel, The Postman Always Rings Twice, which was told from the point of view of a drifter who helped the woman murder her husband. Cain said, "I write of the wish that comes true, for some reason a terrifying concept." And it was on this day in 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg began, Robert E. Lee having won the Battle of Chancellorsville, invading the North with 75,000 Confederate soldiers. The battle went on for 3 days, ended on the third day with Pickett's charge, which was a disaster. It was the last time the Confederate Army would invade the North. Here's a poem for today by Wendy Cope, entitled Postcards. At first I sent you a postcard from every city I went to, Gruß aus Bad, aus Birmingham, aus Rotterdam, aus Tel Aviv, mit Liebe. Cards from you arrived in English with many commas. Hope you're fine and still alive, says one from Hong Kong. By that time, we weren't writing quite as often. Now we're nearly 9 years away from the lake and the blue mountains and the room with the balcony. But the heat and light of those days can reach this far from time to time. Your latest was from Senegal, mine from Helsinki. I don't know if we'll meet again. Be happy. If you hear this, send a postcard. Wendy Cope's poem, Postcards, from her collection, If I Don't Know, published by Faber & Faber, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.